Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, today's wisdom moment is coming from Proverbs 27:19. It's so important to have wisdom. Wisdom is the proper application of knowledge. We're in a culture today that is focused on just getting more data. Mm-hmm. I need more information. Just pile in the data and I'll search it later.
Right. Mm.
But what happens if you never, if Google goes down?
Hmm.
What happens if you don't have the ability to search your data?
That's right.
That means you didn't know anything to begin with. And now the data that you were going to search when you thought you needed to know something, you can't search it, which means you were ignorant then and you'll be ignorant in the future. But think about this. Wisdom is the proper application of the knowledge that you have. So think about that. It's better to know two things well and know how to use those two things than to know everything but not know how to use it. One of the good examples when you watch about, you know, people that have worked tirelessly and endlessly getting their education and they have a lot of knowledge,
mm-hmm.
but they don't yet have wisdom on how to apply that. They have to begin to get in the workplace and find out how to apply that wisdom. And it's real confusing to them quite often because they're wondering why this man who's running the company, who might not have a college education, who's loaded with wisdom, is telling you with your bachelor's degree to relax a little bit. I like the knowledge you got. I'm going to teach you how to use it.
Right.
And that's, you think about, that's the big thing that confounded the religious leaders of the day was, how could God be using simple fishermen?
Mm-hmm.
You should have a degree in religion. If you're going to be used, you should have a divinity degree.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, Brother Ken used to say, you know, I was dying by degrees. Mm-hmm. But today's wisdom moment is from Proverbs 27:19. Proverbs 27:19. It states, as water reflects the face, so one's life reflects the heart. Let me say that again. As water reflects the face, so one's life reflects the heart. I mean, have you ever looked into a still water of a pond before in a lake? You know, though it's water, think about it. Though it's water, when you look at it, you're actually seeing what your face looks like. Mm-hmm. It's a reflection. It's a clear reflection of what your face looks like. Therefore, if you would like to see what your face really looks like and get an understanding of your face, then you can go and look at the reflection into the water or a mirror. But you say water. That's what they're talking about, in water right here. So you can find out exactly what you look like when you look in the mirror. I mean, how many people want to know what they look like? And they go immediately and they go look in the mirror. A mirror is a reflection. I mean, think about it. I mean, you know, of course, we know Pat's continually there. Mm-hmm. But for those of us who every now and then, obviously, look at her, not too often, we divert them, right?
That's right.
He's like, anyway, so. I mean,
maybe if we had a physique like that, maybe we'd be tempted more to look in the mirror. But, you know, Pat will have to tell us, you know, how that works.
So. But a mirror, think about it. So then as a mirror reflects your face, or the clear water reflects your face, the water reflects your face, this is what he says. He says, in the same way, think about it, in the same way you can watch someone's life like you saw the reflection in the water. You can actually watch their life, and it's just like the reflection that you saw in the water. And so you can see, you know, you can watch how they speak. You can watch their relationships. You can watch how they love. You can watch how they handle finances and how they care, the cares of life. And though what you're seeing is not the actual thing, the water is not your face. The mm-hmm. mirror is not your face. It does give a clear picture of exactly how that man or woman's heart is.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. In other words, if you want to know what's going on inside a man, don't complicate the process. You don't have to go through therapy and ask him or her all these questions about their life's journey. You just go and look at their fruit, mm-hmm. how they're living their life. Jesus says, you know, many people are going to say a lot of stuff. A lot of people are going to come and they're going to say they're prophets. They're people that hear from me and deliver words, false prophets. He says, listen, you know, just, you're going to know them by looking into the mirror of their life, by their actions. You're going to know them by their fruit. All you have to do is watch their lives. and you can see clearly how their heart is. I mean, people want to try to confuse the issue, but the truth is, it's not that confusing. Ever how you act, that's how you are on the inside. Because the life reflects the heart. How you live your life, how you handle folks, how you handle conflict, how you handle controversy, how you handle these things, that's what's in your heart. Remember, ever how a man thinks he is in his heart, so is he. So those, so is he is the thing that's reflecting in the pond, that's reflecting in the mirror, that's reflecting in your eyes. So a lot of people live a life where they've deceived themselves. I am not what I'm doing. I have this secret good thing going on in my heart. But the truth is, you're treating people really bad. Well, you're handling people is not good. You can't handle correction. You can't handle this, can't handle that. And all of a sudden it's like, but you're convincing yourself that's not true. And the truth is, wisdom says it is true. He says, this is what he says. He says this, Proverbs 27:19, as water reflects the face, so one's life reflects the heart. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.